Maya Tavanati won $100,000 for placing second in Art Prize last year. Right away, she knew she wanted to compete this year.
And I just kind of prayed for the right thing to come along, and that same week I was hired to do this project. I'm like, yeah, I can do Jesus, you know. It was perfect for me.
That project is a massive altarpiece for a Catholic church in California, where Tavanati now lives. Construction delayed the installation of the altar at the church, so she entered it into Art Prize. The piece towers in the same performance hall where the winner was announced last night. It's 9 feet across, 13 feet tall, made up of tiny pieces of stained glass that make up a vision of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Grand Rapids resident Martha Davis and her husband stand for a long time admiring the piece called Crucifixion.
It's one of the best things that happened to this world. Jesus came and died for us. I mean, we have a hope. And I think she portrayed there very well what he did for us. And I really admire all her work that she put in there and how perfect it is.
This is Art Prize's third year, and I've never heard more controversy over the top 10 vote-getters. Mainly, the contention seems to be that artists are pandering to their audience more than in years past. The most cited example is a wax and bronze statue of a very lifelike former President Gerald R. Ford, obviously a West Michigan favorite since Ford grew up here. Many said the winning piece, Crucifixion, pandered to a region that's still very religious. Tommy Allen is an artist in Grand Rapids. In a column earlier this week, he begged people to consider the effort, practice, and education of an artist before casting a final vote.
It just comes down to personal taste. Unfortunately, overwhelmingly, the art community is a little bit freaked out by the top 10. But at the end of the day, hey, if this is how the public voted, it's how they voted. I can't answer why American Idol is so popular either.
Art Prize founder Rick DeVos acknowledged the debate, but says he doesn't see any of it as negative.
This tension between populism and professionalism is at the core of a tangible measure of success, the public debate and discussion that we now engage in annually.
The winner, Maya Tavanati, says she's never heard anything negative either.
From atheists to every religion and non-religion, I mean, it was amazing, the reception, and I think people can see quality and beauty, and I have built my career on people's ability to recognize beauty.
Winning Art Prize is a roller coaster emotionally for any artist, but it was especially for Tavanati. Her mother was in the hospital all week in Escanaba with pneumonia and took a turn for the worse Thursday morning, passing away just hours before the announcement. Tavanati's brother, Darren, tries to explain why they stayed in Grand Rapids. He told his sister to compare Art Prize to the Super Bowl of art.
First thing I said to her, I says, you remember when Brett Favre, you know, the year they won the Super Bowl and his father passed away during it? And he still played the game because there was nothing he could do. Had the best game of his life. And I said, I think this will be your night. It'll be bittersweet.
Darren's sentence trails off. He looks over at his sister, smiles, and tells me their mom is here tonight in spirit. In Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.